Married at First Sight. Chapter 3216. Evan quickly provided support and asked her with a headache, "What's wrong with you?" "I want to go," Abby squinted her eyes and couldn't speak clearly. "You want to use the bathroom?" Evan looked a little embarrassed. She was staggering when she walked, and he was afraid that she would fall if he asked her to go to the bathroom by herself. But it was inconvenient for him to help her go to the bathroom. He was manly. Abby nodded and left again. Evan supported her and said, "Can you do it by yourself?" Abby said nothing. She was so drunk that she didn't even know who was around her. Seeing her like this, Evan had no choice but to help her go to the bathroom, mumbling. After helping her into the bathroom, he quickly exited and let her deal with it on her own. As a result, he waited at the bathroom door for more than 10 minutes, but the woman didn't come out. Evan knocked on the door, but there was no movement. He opened the door a little first and looked inside, but did not see Abby. "What about her?" Evan opened the door suspiciously, walked in, and found Abby sitting against the wall by the door. He just opened the door a little, so he didn't see her. "This girl. We will never allow her to drink so much wine again." "Oh, no. If she eats with him, he won't allow her to drink. No matter how much wine she drinks with others, it has nothing to do with him." Evan walked over, bent down, picked up Abby, carried him out of the bathroom, and laid him back on the bed. Originally, he was resting in another room, but with Abby's behavior, he didn't dare go back to his room to rest. In the end, he just laid on the sofa all night. The next day, he was stared at. Opening his eyes and seeing Abby's pretty face, Evan blinked. After a while, he came back to his senses and sat up on the sofa suddenly. He looked down at her clothes. "Abby, you would **pee me while I was asleep," Evan said calmly. "You were as drunk as a dead dog last night, how could I **pee you?" Abby stared at him, her pretty face frosty. "Who do you think is a dead dog?" Evan said, "You sleep like a dead dog." Abby snorted heavily. "I accidentally drank a few more drinks last night. The wine your sister-in-law ordered was so delicious. Who knew it would have such great stamina? She never thought she would be so drunk. Oh, she didn't know what she was like when she was drunk. When she woke up, she had no memory of what happened after she was drunk." Seeing Evan asleep on the sofa, she guessed that she was very drunk and might be causing trouble for others. Evan didn't trust her, so he spent the night on the sofa in the room. Evan was really good when he was good, but his heart didn't seem to be with her, who was called Abby. "I have warned you that the wine is delicious, but it has strong stamina and is easily intoxicating. You don't believe it, but you still drink it. Now you believe it." Evan stood up and asked her with concern, "Do you have a headache?" Abby pursed her lips and then hummed softly. "My head hurts a bit, but I can barely bear it. Where is this?" "It's not my hotel room." Chapter 3217. Evan sat down and said to Abby, "This is a hotel, of course, not the room you slept in. After you got drunk, I sent you back to your room, but not long after you lay down, you vomited and vomited all over the floor. Even the bed was a little dirty. I have to move you. You are really difficult to take care of when you are drunk. You should drink less in the future. Abby, I have no memory at all. I just remember drinking a lot of wine with you. The wine was really delicious. When I return to Hyribadi, you can give me a box to take back. When I am in a bad mood, I'll take a drink or two at my house. You still need some wine. Evan didn't believe that she was short of wine. She must have a lot of good wine at home. Abby, I don't lack the wine, but I am very short of the wine you gave me. Evan, okay, when you leave Wiltspoon, I will give you a box of the wine you drank last night, as well as Wiltspoon's specialties, and buy you some to take back. I can't let your trip go in vain. Abby smiled and said, yes, you can't let me go in vain. Then, she sat down next to Evan. After sitting down, she leaned on the sofa and said to Evan, Evan, is there any honey here? Can you make me a cup of honey water to relieve my headache? Didn't you say it doesn't hurt that much? Evan said to her as he stood up, I'm going to wash my face first. I'll make honey water for you later, and you can wash your face, too. If you want to take a bath, go back to your room and do so again. This is the presidential suite. My eldest brother often stays here. My eldest brother only agreed to let you stay here for one night. My eldest brother won't agree if you switch to the second person, even if my sister-in-law helps to talk. Both his brothers and sister-in-law were aware that his grandma had selected Abby as her bride. Her brother and sister-in-law already considered Abby to be part of the family in their eyes. After hearing Evan speak like this yesterday, Abby would think there was something wrong with those words. Now that she knows that Evan is close to her and treats her well because of Grandma May, she doesn't think there is anything wrong with what Evan said. Serenity and Zachary probably regard her as a family member. Abby looked at Evan's back as he walked out. Can she start a family with him? He was good to her because of his grandma. But he has no real love for her. She could still feel it. However, she was a little tempted, and she didn't want her temptation to end like this. She wanted to give it a try. Could she beat her? If she couldn't win, it would make her dumbfounded. I'll call Sister Saren later and thank her. Evan heard what she said, but he didn't respond to her. That was a personal relationship between her and Serenity. After washing, Evan notified the butler to bring breakfast. Then he made a glass of honey water and was about to bring it to Abby's room. Abby had already come out of the room. Evan said, "The honey water is ready." I also asked the butler to bring breakfast. After you have breakfast, you can go back to your room to catch up on your sleep. If you sleep enough, you won't have a headache. Abby hummed. She took the glass of honey water from his hand and thanked him. Chapter 3218. Soon after, the butler brought breakfast. The two of them had breakfast together and then left the room. The butler would tidy up the suite so that Zachary could stay there again, keeping it as it was. Abby returned to her room and continued to catch up on her sleep. Evan first called his grandma. After she answered the phone, he asked, "Grandma, where are you?" "I'm in the villa, what's wrong?" "You miss your grandma. If you miss me, you'll come back and have a meal with me." Grandma May said, then added, "My fish is cooked, it smells so good." "Evan, Grandma, You're grilling fish so early in the morning. Grandma May said, what's wrong with eating grilled fish so early in the morning? It's not really early in the morning anymore. It's already past 9 o'clock. Didn't you see that the sun is already so high? The temperature has also risen a lot today. I went fishing with some old friends. They grilled and ate the fish they caught. It felt like a picnic, which was nice. Evan could imagine that scene. The stream at the mountain's foot was clear and full of fish and shrimp. Grandma May would sometimes call several workers' mothers to fish and shrimp in the river together. There were several stone tables under the big tree by the river. As long as Grandma gave an order, the butler would move the oven to the foot of the mountain and let a few old, naughty boys bake something for themselves. When someone else bakes it for them, they still think it's not delicious. Grandma May said that they mainly like the process of baking food, but in fact, they can't finish eating so much. If there was more than enough to eat, Grandma would share it with the workers. The workers at Wildridge Manor all knew that Grandma May didn't put on airs and got along with them, just like the grandma next door. Grandma, catch 2 more fish and bake them for me. I'll go back now. Evan wanted to go back and have a showdown with Grandma. When you come back, you can catch it yourself. Once you catch it, clean it, and I will bake it for you. After Grandma May finished speaking, she asked him, "You are so free today? Since returning to Wiltspoon, you haven't been home for so long. I thought you didn't dare to go home." Evan said, "Why don't I dare to go home? I didn't get into trouble. The company is too busy, and you know that, Grandma. Our York family has too many properties, and the eldest brother can't handle it alone. We always have to help share some, let alone our own company. I'm so busy now that I forget everything." Grandma May laughed and said, "You've forgotten it, but you haven't forgotten that unknown girl. They came to settle accounts with you, and you hid. You can't hide from the first grade of junior high school, but you can't hide from the 15th grade. You took someone's precious thing and returned it quickly. I asked you to chase your wife, not to become a thief." Evan's face suddenly turned red. He didn't even tell Zachary what he did, and he didn't even dare say it to Zachary for fear that he would scold him. Grandma May stayed in Wiltspoon every day to play with old friends. How did she learn what he did? Evan said, "I didn't steal her things, she accidentally lost them, and I picked them up." Grandma May said, "It's good to pick up gold, didn't I teach you? If you pick up something belonging to someone else, as long as she can prove it's hers, you should return it to her." Evan said, "She just can't prove that the thing is hers, so I don't dare to give it to her. If it's not hers, I will give it back to the rightful owner when the rightful owner arrives." Grandma May still smiled. "Evan, you have 9 brothers. All of them are very smart. I admit, who can say that your grandpa and I have better genes? They passed it on to your dad, who then passed it on to you. However, smart people sometimes kill themselves." When Grandma May praised her grandson for being smart, she also praised herself and her late husband. Her husband and she inherited good genes from their sons, who, in turn, passed these genes on to their grandchildren from generation to generation, resulting in exceptionally good grandchildren. Chapter 3219. Grandma, I'm not smart. I'm very stupid. You're the best. Evan flattered his grandma. It was not flattering, grandma was very powerful. In the eyes of outsiders, they were already very good people, but they still couldn't escape grandma's eyes. Evan said, Grandma, I didn't play any tricks. Grandma May, that's your business. You can do whatever you like. I have already chosen a wife for you. It's also your business whether you pursue her or not. 1 year is enough for you to think about it carefully. However, I would like to remind you that there are no men in our York family who are both independent and single-minded. You should not break the good family tradition of the York family. Evan accompanied him with a smile. Grandma, I know. Grandma, I have to drive. Let's talk when I get back. Drive carefully on the road. Grandma May warned him, and she hung up the phone. After Grandma May hung up the phone, she handed it to Sam. My fish. She was concerned that others would eat the fish she had personally caught. Sam smiled and said, Old Madam York, the fish you grilled smells so good. No one will snatch the fish from you. These old ladies who came with their children and lived in the workers' dormitory, although they could chat with Grandma May, also understood that no matter how approachable Grandma May was, she was the anchor of the York family. They would accompany Grandma May to chat, fish, pick flowers, etc. They didn't dare touch Grandma May's things lightly. Their children's work is all here. All the workers at Wildridge Manor had very good welfare benefits. At the foot of the mountain, several dormitories were constructed. There were family suites. The hotel arranged family suites for those who came with their families. Those who were alone had a small kitchen, a single room, and a small bathroom. There was also some open space in front of the dormitory building. The workers' families had divided the open space into small vegetable plots to grow vegetables for self-sufficiency. It's okay if they don't want to plant. There were vegetables and fruits grown in so many places at the foot of the villa. They were delivered to the villa. Most of the owners were not in the villa. If there is more than enough supply, the workers can eat. For those who didn't want to eat in the villa, they could subsidize some food expenses and let them buy food and cook by themselves. Generally, those who brought their families chose to have their hosts subsidize their food expenses. They purchased and prepared their own food, providing all three meals for the family. Eating in the workers' canteen could only fill their individual stomachs. For those with families, it was cost-effective to not subsidize food expenses. Because the food expenses subsidized by the boss were not low, many people who lived alone liked to buy and cook their own food. Sam, go prepare some fish and shrimp and bake them for Evan to eat. He is on his way back. Grandma May ate the small fish she grilled and found it very delicious. She immediately couldn't bear to share it with Evan. If Evan wants to eat barbecue, let him eat what Sam has cooked. She was an elder, so it was good that she didn't let Evan bake it for her. Does Evan have the nerve to let her bake something for him? Sam responded, I'm going to have fish and shrimp. Will the fourth young master make a comeback? Just the fourth young master? Then the fish and shrimp I brought down are enough. Let's bake them later. It's too early. The fourth young master will come back. If it catches a cold, it won't taste good. Grandma May said, Well, Just watch the time and bake it. I'll leave this to you. Sam responded, Don't worry, old Madam York, the fourth young master is back, and I guarantee there will be freshly grilled fish for him to eat. Did the fourth young master stay at home for lunch? Grandma May said, When he comes back, he must stay at home for a meal. You tell Rosella, and she will look for some extra food. That's her son. Sam responded respectfully. Chapter 3220. The fish caught were not very large. Grandma May swiftly grilled the first string of small fish, then proceeded to grill the second string. Grandma May said to some old friends, The weather is a bit cold, would you like to drink a few drinks to warm yourself up? Old Madam York. When Sam heard that Grandma May actually wanted to drink two drinks, he immediately stopped him. Old Madam York, don't drink. If the young master knows about it, it's my fault for not taking good care of yours. Grandma May said, How would Zack know if you didn't tell him? Zack is becoming more and more like his grandpa, taking care of everything. Grandma May complained, and Zachary started to take care of her. The old ladies laughed and said, The young master is caring about Grandma May's health. At our age, it is better to drink less. Grandma May said, It'll be fine if we drink some fruit wine. Sam, go get two bottles of fruit wine. It's not satisfying to have barbecue without wine. Sam did not object again. He called back to the villa and asked someone to send a few bottles of fruit wine. In addition to eating the fish he caught, Sam also prepared other barbecue food for the old ladies. Several children who had not yet entered kindergarten were also eating happily. Sam prepared juice for several children. Grandma May liked this kind of life, both old and young. The next year, her first great-grandchild was born. Grandma May handed the sausage she had baked to a cute little girl and touched her braid. The bigger a little girl is, the cuter she is. Her eyes are sparkling. Your mother calls you a little girl. The spirit is perfect for you. The little girl, Lydia, took the sausage and thanked her sweetly, Thank you, Grandma York. Grandma May smiled lovingly and said, What else do you want to eat? I'll bake it for you. Drumstick. Lydia probably had frequent contact with Grandma May and was not afraid at all. If she wanted to eat grilled chicken legs, she asked for chicken legs. Grandma York, it's time to roast this chicken leg. Do you want to eat it? I'll give it to you first. Grandmother York, please consume the grilled sausages before I do so, I will consume the grilled chicken legs subsequently. The little girl was eating the grilled sausage in her hand, but she was not greedy and wanted to grill the chicken legs now. She also said, When I get older, I can bake chicken legs. I will bake delicious food for some grandmas. Several old ladies laughed. Praise this little girl, Lydia, for her sweet mouth. Lydia felt a little embarrassed by the praise and walked away. She walked up to Sam and followed him. Wherever Sam went, she followed him. Whatever Sam did, she watched carefully. Sam asked her funny, Lydia, why do you always follow me? Lydia said, I see what you do. When I grow up, I want to take over from you. Sam smiled, touched Lydia's head, and said, You are only 3 years old, and you are still far from growing up. When you grow up, I will have already retired, and there will be a successor. You may have to wait until the next uncle, the butler, retires to take over. He didn't expect that the little girl, Lydia, actually wanted to be the manager of Wildridge Manor. Lydia, you have to be more ambitious, you know. When you grow up, you want to enter the Young Masters Company and become a senior executive in it. Lydia said, "My father said that Uncle Sam is very powerful and can make a lot of money, so I will take over from you." Sam, his income was very high, after all, he was the general manager of Wildridge Manor. End of chapters 3216 to 3229 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.